My name is Mary Lou Lawless, and I am 98 years old. And my grandmother was a slave. My grandmother was chosen to be the cook for the master's family. And in this kitchen there was a table and this huge chopping block with knives all around it, just like in a meat market. My mother was a little girl about, she must have been between 3 and 5 years old. And she was crying because she was hungry. This was in the morning, and the slaves' children were only supposed to have cornbread. And my grandmother said there was no cornbread left over. And there was one or two biscuits, so she gave my mother one of those biscuits. And the master's wife came on in and saw her eating the biscuit. And she said, "Mary, you gave that child a biscuit, and I'll have to whip you for that." So she went back in the house and got this cat of nine tails, which was a whip. So when she came back, my grandmother was standing there sharpening two of the already sharpest knives she had. And this woman unfurled this cat of nine tails and started walking toward her. And my grandmother said, "Miss, I have taken the last swipping from that cat of nine tails. And if you hit me once with it today, I'm going to chop your head off and let it fly out the window." She said, "Mary, you must be sick. You couldn't know what you're saying." She said, "Oh, yes, I do." She had opened the window wide so the head could really get out. This woman said to her, "Well, I'd better go get your master because there's something wrong. You're sick." She went and got the master, and he came and took the cat of nine tails and said, "Mary, your mistress says she thinks you're sick, but I think you need a beating. I'm going to whip you with this cat of nine tails." My grandmother said, "Master, if you touch me today, I will cut your head off and let it fly out the window." And he said, "This woman is sick. I'd better go get a doctor and let him bleed you." All right, he went out there and got on a wagon and had one of the slaves to drive him to get the doctor. And the doctor came, and the doctor said, "Mary, they're telling me something very bad about you, and they've reached the conclusion you might be sick. And if you let me come over and examine you to find out whether you're sick or not, then that will clear up everything." She said, "If you put your feet over here behind this table to touch me, I'll take this knife and cut your head off and let it fly out the window." And she said, "And I don't need to be bled, and I don't want to be bled, and I refuse to be bled." So they left, and from then, she never got another beating in slavery. She just wanted to let them know that she was tired of being treated worse than they would treat a dog. And so that did it.